卡之音服务员于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年5月18日星期六，我们非常荣幸的邀请到亲爱的萨提亚·德瓦帕布为我们讲述今天的盛典博加瓦台的早课，感谢大家的聆听。 Hare Krishna。
Good morning to all the devotees in China。
中国的奉献者们大家早晨好。
In Thailand。
还有泰国的奉献者们大家早晨好。
And everywhere。
还有世界各地的奉献者，大家早晨好。
Today here, and I think in China as well, it's the appearance day of Varnashinga Dev.
Yes. 我想今天应该是主女星哈德在那个显现日，对吧？在中国。
So I think it's appropriate that we have a class about Lord Narsingha Dev today, and then next week we'll do our regular.Scheduled a class, which is the story of Vajramiya that we've been reading.
所以说我想由于今天是主年日，那么我们今天就一起来讲一讲关于主李辛哈德夫的事迹，然后等到下星期的话呢，我们再继续平常的这个瓦坛的讲课。
So I thought I'd like to begin the class today by singing the Das Sri Dasa Avatar Stotra, which is written by Jayadev Goswami, which was a favorite author of Lord Chaitanya.
Oh, Jayadev Goswami's prayer.
Yes, that's from his Gita Govinda.
Oh, 然后所以说我想先从这个 Jayadev Goswami, 然后他所写的这样一个祷文，来自于 Gita Govinda 当中的一个祷文来，荣耀主尼辛哈德夫的一个祷文开始。
So the title of the song is,Sri Dasa Avatar Stotra, which means it's a song glorifying the 10 avatars of Krishna.
所以说这首歌的名字的话呢，叫 Sri Dasa Avatar Stotra. 然后它这个歌名的意思的话，实际上就是在荣耀主的这十个化身。
So these 10 avatars of Krishna, they regularly come.Over and over.
所以说 Krishna 的这十个化身的话呢，是时常都会显现在地球上。
And they're called Lila avatars.
然后他们被称为叫做 Lila avatar.
So avatar is the description or the word that describes that when God comes.
所以说 avatar 这个词的意思的话，就是在描述当主就是显现在地球上的时候，他的化身的意思。
So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, starting in the first canto, we have a description of each of the 10 avatars.
因此从博加瓦坛的第一篇开始的话呢，就都已经描述到了每一个这个 avatar, 每一个化身的这个事迹。
And Lord Narsingadev is the fourth avatar.
而主尼辛哈德夫他是第四位化身。
According to Srimad Bhagavatam, and we find that Jayadev Goswami's song also follows that same sequence of the 10 avatars.
所以说在这个圣典博加瓦坛和包括在 Jayadev Goswami 他所这个写的这首歌里面的话呢，都是以同样的顺序来描述这十位化身的。
Of course, early on in ISKCON, we learned one of the prayers of this song,When Prabhupada instructed us to sing prayers to Lord Narsingadev at the end of every artic.
Oh, at the end of every artic. Oh, that's the one of the prayers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 然后当然的话呢，就是在 ISKCON 的这个早期的时代的话呢，帕会就是给我们信士在每一次的这个 artic 的结束的时候，就来唱这个祷文当中的一段。
Yeah, of course, we all know the story that Prabhupada arrived in New York and he began his society there.
当然我们都知道帕帕的故事，他当时到达纽约以后的话呢，就在那儿开始建立他的这个 Krishna 知觉社会。
And he gathered a few followers and they opened up a storefront called Matchless Gifts.
哦，然后他当时就聚集了一群追随者，然后就开了这样一个店面，住了这样一个店面的话呢，这个店铺的名字大家都应该知道，就叫做无比的这个礼物，无与伦比的礼物。
Well, actually, that was the first temple. They opened the first temple in a store that had the name on the outside of it called Matchless Gifts.
Oh, that's the first temple.
Yes.
所以说实际上这个店铺的话呢是我们伊斯康的第一个这个庙宇，然后名字就叫做无与伦比的礼物，应该可能还有本来更加正规的翻译哈，但我现在就是这样一个理解。
These prayers to Lord Nrisimhadeva at the end of an arctic, it's unique to ISKCON.
然后因此的话呢，在 arctic 结束的时候，对主Nrisimhadeva进行的这些祷文的话，像是非常独一无二的。
Right, you can go to any ISKCON temple, and at the end of every arctic, especially Mongol arctic, before they close the deity doors, there's prayers offered to Lord Nrisimhadeva.
所以说你可以去到伊斯康的任何一座庙宇，然后就在任何一个地方，它的 Mongolatic 在这个 Arctic 结束的时候，特别是 Mongolatic 结束的时候，在这个神像门被关上之前的话呢，都会向主Nrisimhadeva献上这样的祷文。
Now, of course, these days, many devotees don't know the history of how this became part of our ISKCON ritual.
当然就是在当现在的时代的话呢，很多奉献者都并不了解，就是这个会怎么样，这个怎么会成为了这个伊斯康的一个仪式呢？
So recently I've been telling this story a lot, so some of the Chinese devotees have heard it, and maybe my listeners did. Yes.
Oh, okay, Gumar, I'm sorry. The signal was bad just now, so could you repeat?
I said, some, oops. Hold on one second.
大家稍等一下。
I said, recently I've been telling the story of how offering prayers to Lord Nrisimhadeva became an ISKCON ritual.Some of the Chinese devotees have heard this story, and others haven't.
然后所以说我在最近的话呢，一直都经常会谈到这个故事，就是会谈到为什么这个对主Nrisimhadeva献上的这个祷文会成为伊斯康的一个仪式。然后所以有些可能国内的奉献者都已经听到过了，还有一些还没有听到过。
I think you can find the story in the Prabhupada Lilamrita.
应该大家可以在帕帕的 Lilamrita 这个生平事迹当中的话呢，看到这个故事。
So soon after, you know, Prabhupada had, you know, created the first temple and had a few followers, it was probably end of 1966 or beginning of 67.
然后所以说就是大概在1966年年末的时候，1967年年初的时候，帕帕就开了这个第一个这个中心，然后有了这样一些追随者。
And Prabhupada had a heart attack and had to be hospitalized.
然后当时帕帕的话呢，就发作了一次心脏病，然后就被送到医院里面住了一段时间的医院。
So the devotees, they didn't know what to do, and they asked Prabhupada, you know, what should they do?
所以说当时那些奉献者都根本不知道该怎么办，然后他们就去问帕帕他们应该怎么办呢。
So he encouraged these new devotees to pray for the protection of the spiritual master, and then he told them to pray to Lord Nrisimhadeva.
然后于是帕帕就鼓励这些新奉献者，就是让他们向主Nrisimhadeva祈祷，能够祈祷来保护他们的灵性导师。
And he gave the devotees two mantras to sing at the end of arctic.
然后他就给了这些奉献者两个曼陀罗，让他们在 arctic 结束的时候，然后来唱诵这两个曼陀。
So one of the mantras is from the Srimad Bhagavatam.
其中一个曼陀是来自于圣典薄伽瓦坛。
Namaste Narasimhaya Pralalada Ladadayane. That's from the Bhagavatam.
所以说这个曼陀罗就是来自于圣典薄伽瓦坛的。
And the other prayer that we sing is from this song by Jayadeva Goswami.
而我们唱的另一个曼陀的话呢，就是来自于这个 Jayadeva Goswami 他所写的这个祷文诗、祷文歌里面的。
Savakara kamala varena kama bhuta shringam dalita hiranya kasipu tano bringam keshava drita narohari rupa. Like that.
嗯嗯，就是这样。
So that's the history.
嗯，是这就是这个历史了。
So especially in our movement, we put a lot of emphasis on worshipping Lord Nrisingadev, not only for the protection of the spiritual master, but for all devotees.
因此的话呢，特别是在我们的运动当中，我们就会非常强调来崇拜主Nrisingadev，不仅为了崇拜主Nrisingadev来获得得到灵性导师的保护，甚至是为了每一个奉献者得到保护的话，我们都来崇拜主Nrisingadev。
In the early days of ISKCON, ISKCON Mayapur, ISKCON Mayapur was attacked by a large group of communists and thugs.
Communists?
Yeah, communists and thugs. They didn't want the devotees to be there. They wanted to get the land. And they also wanted to steal any wealth from the temple. So they attacked the temple and the devotees with guns and also with clubs.
Wow.
Yeah.
所以说就是如果他讲到哈，就是在这个马雅普 ISKCON 马雅普的早期的时代的话呢，就是刚刚在马雅普的那些庙，然后刚刚建好的时候，还没建好，就是刚刚起步的时候，然后当时我们的庙宇，然后就遭受到了一大群的这些恶棍呐，然后还有这些当时的共产党员的这种。 就是印度当地的这些恶棍的这种袭击，然后因为这一群人的话呢，然后他们就想要抢夺这个庙里的财富，然后想抢占这个庙的这个土地，然后所以说他们那个时候就用那些枪支啊，还有用那些棍棒来袭击当地的那些奉献者。And
maybe some of you have heard of Bhakti Raghava Swami. He's famous in ISKCON for promoting cow protection.
Bhakti
Raghava Swami.
Raghava Swami.
Yeah.
所以说大家可能都听说过 Bhakti Raghava Swami 的这个名字，然后他在我们的运动里面就是因为这个保护奶牛而出名的。
Well, he was a brahmachari at the early Mayapur temple.
然后在马普早期的时代的话，那时候他还是个遵守生。
And during that attack, by these criminals, he was shot in the leg with a shotgun.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. 然后所以说 Bhakti Raghava Swami 当时他那个还是遵守生的时候，然后那一群那些坏蛋，然后恶棍，然后他们来就是攻击庙宇嘛，然后当时他的腿上就中枪了，就是被那个散弹枪给打中了。So
he lost his whole leg, all the way up to his hip.
然后所以说他当时整个那个腿的话，因为中弹以后，就是直接到那个臀大腿根部的位置的话呢，整条腿都失去了。So
Prabhupada, he had the devotees establish the deity of Ugra Nrisingadev right in the very middle of the temple.
Ugra. 然后所以说怕怕的话呢，当时因为这个事情的话呢，就让奉献者们在这个庙的正中央，然后安放了这个乌格拉尼辛哈德的神像。So
Ugra means very angry.
而乌格拉的意思是指非常生气。So
there's different pastimes of Lord Nrisingadev before and after he killed Hiranyakasipu.
然后所以说在主尼辛哈德夫他在就是杀死这个 黑人亚卡西普之前和之后的话，都有一系列各种各样的逍遥时光。
So the form of Lord Nrisingadev when he's standing with Prahlad Maharaj, he's in a very angry mood.
然后因此的话呢，这个形象就是主尼辛哈德夫，他站起来的时候跟这个帕拉达马哈拉吉一起，然后就他这个形象是当时是非常愤怒的一个形象，一个形体。
He had just killed Hiranyakashipu.
然后那个时候的他刚刚杀死 Hiranyakashipu.
So his face is very angry.
所以他的那个脸的样子就是非常狰狞，非常可怕，非常愤怒的样子。
And the nails of his claws are dripping with blood.
而他的那个手上的爪子的话呢，都滴着鲜血。
And Prahlad is standing next to Lord Nrsingadev, very peacefully.
而 Prahlad Maharaj 他当时就站在主尼辛哈德夫的身旁，然后他是非常平和的样子。
Because everyone is afraid of Lord Nrsingadev, even the demigods, except for Prahlad.
因为当时因为每一个人的话呢都是特别害怕主尼辛哈德夫的，除了帕拉的马拉吉之外。
Even Lakshmi is hiding.
甚至 Lakshmi 他都藏了起来，因为太害怕了。
So that's the form of Lord Nrsingadev that's worshipped in the center of the temple in Mayapur.
然后所以说这个就是主尼辛哈德夫的这个形体，然后这个形象的话呢就被放在庙的正中央，然后得到大家的崇拜。
And we're cautioned actually not to worship that form of Lord Nrsingadev because it said that you'll lose everything material if you worship that form. So especially householders aren't supposed to worship that form.
然后所以说我们就会得到一些警告嘛，就是不要来崇拜主尼辛哈德夫的这样一个形体，因为的话呢当你崇拜这样形象这样神像的时候，你就会失去所有物质上的东西，所以特别对于居士来说的话呢，就不要崇拜主尼辛哈德夫。
So we may ask the question then, well then why are everyone worshiping that form of Mayapur?
Sorry, Guru Maharaj, the signal.
Everyone's worshiping that form in Mayapur. Why are we worshiping that form? Why did Prabhupada, establish that form?
然后随时我们就会问这样一个问题，为什么每个人都会崇拜就是主尼辛哈德夫的这样一个形体呢？就在马普那儿，为什么帕会安放这样一座神像呢？
Well, because Lord Nrsingadev is being worshipped in Mayapur, the overall mood in Mayapur is a Darya or compassion and mercy.
Darya, compassion and mercy. 所以说因为主尼辛哈德夫他在马雅普得到大家的崇拜，然后马雅普整个的这个地方的氛围都被叫做 Darya, 就是充满了仁慈，充满了怜悯，充满了同情。
Yeah, so the anger of Lord Nrsingadev is somewhat muted by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
然后所以说主尼辛哈德夫他的这个形体所展现出来的愤怒，就在马雅普圣地的话呢，被主柴坦尼亚的这种仁慈给中和了。
And since the establishment of that deity of Lord Nrsingadev, the temple has never been attacked since.
然后自从主尼辛哈德夫的这个神像就是被安放在马普以后，然后当地就再也没有遭受过那些坏人的攻击了。
And that deity of Lord Nrsingadev is very famous throughout the land now for giving special benedictions.
Throughout the whole India?
Throughout Bengal.
For giving benediction. 而就是主尼辛哈德夫他在马雅普的这个形象的话呢，形体，然后实际上就由于他能够给予人们祝福，而从而就是在整个这个孟加拉地区的话呢，都被人们给传遍了，就是他能给予祝福。
So that's a little of the history of Lord Nrsingadev in ISKCON.
所以说我刚才谈到的就是主尼辛哈德夫他在 ISKCON 当中的这样一个历史。
So now I will sing the Das Avatar Stotra, and then we'll speak more about Lord Nrsingadev after that.
然后所以说我现在就来唱这个Sri Dasa Avatar Stotra, 然后这首歌，然后在此之后的话呢，我们再来更多的谈一谈主尼辛哈德夫。
And so these are the 10 incarnations that are listed in Srimad Bhagavatam in Canto 1. I think it's chapter 3.
然后所以说这首歌描述的就是十位 avatar, 十位化身，然后应该是在圣典婆伽瓦谈的第一篇，应该是第三章谈到的这些十位化身。
Kayala Ayodhi Jale Dritavana Sivedam Vihita Vihitra Charitam Agedam Keshava Drita Mina Sarira Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare. That's Lord Fish.
所以说刚才这个导文诗唱的就是那个主的鱼的形体的化身。
Shitiriha Vuplate Ratishtam Tava Priste Dharani Dharana Kina Chakra Grahiste Keshava Dritta Kurma Sarira Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare. Kurma is the tortoise.
这个是关于乌龟的化身。
Vasati Dasana Sikare Dharani Tavalagna Sashi Sini Kanaka Kaleva Nimagna Keshava Dvita Sukara Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare. Sukara is referring to the Lord Boar.
所以说 Sukara 在这个导文诗里面指的就是雄猪，主雄猪的形象。
And Lord Boar killed the brother of Hiranyakasipu, Hiranyaksha.
主雄猪的这个形体的话呢，就杀死了 Hiranyakasipu 的兄弟。Sorry, Kumar, what's his name?
Hiranyaksha.
Hiranyaksha, 杀死这个人，这个恶魔。
Yeah, so they're, spiritually, they're both Jai and Vijay, who had fallen from the spiritual world.
然后在灵性层面上的话呢，他们是就是从灵性天空上堕落下来的加亚和维加亚。
So they incarnated together three times, and each time they were killed by the Lord.
然后他们这两兄弟的话呢，总共就是转世了三次，然后每一次的话呢，都被主给杀死了。
So that's why Hiranyakasipu hated Lord Vishnu so much.
这就是为什么 Hiranyakasipu 如此憎恨主 Vishnu 的原因。
Because Lord Vishnu had just killed his brother in the form of a tortoise.
因为主 Vishnu 的话
in the form of Lord Boar.
因为主 Vishnu 的话呢，就是以这个雄猪的这个形体，然后杀死了这个黑兰卡西普的兄弟，然后所以说他就这么憎恨他的这个憎恨主 Vishnu.
And next comes the fourth incarnation.
接下来就是第四个化身。
Tavakara Kamalavare Nakamadvuta Shringam Dalita Hiranyakasipu Tanubringam Keshava Drita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare. So in this verse, Lord Nrisimhadeva is called Narahari.
所以在这个世界当中，主尼辛哈就被称为 Narahari。
5. Chalasi Vikramane Balamadvata Vamana Paranaka Nirajanita Janapavana Keshavadrita Vamana Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare. So after Lord Nrisimhadev, there's the incarnation of Vamana, who had the three legs.
Vamana. 然后所以说在Nrisimhadev之后的话呢，第五个化身就是 Vamana, 然后就是有三条腿的化身。
Kshatriya Rudira Manye Jagaragata Papam Snapayasi Payasi Simita Bhavatapam Keshavadrita Bhrigupati Rupa Jai Jagadish Hare, Jai Jagadish Hare, Jai Jagadish Hare. So Bhrigupati is another name of Lord Parsaram, who killed the Kshatriyas 21 times.
Surguru Maharaj, what's the party?
Bhrigupati.
Oh, Bhrigupati. That's the sixth
incarnation. His other name is Parsaram.
Parsaram. And killed the who? 20.
Yeah, he killed all the Kshatriyas 21 times.
All the Kshatriyas. Oh.
Yeah.
然后所以说第六个化身的话呢，名字叫 Bhrigupati，他的另外一个名字叫做 Parsaram，然后而这位化身的话呢是有二十一次，然后总共二十一次的杀死了所有的刹帝利刹帝。Vitarasi
dikshu rame dikpati kamaniyam dasamukha malimbalim ramaniyam。 Keshavadrita Rama Sarira Jai Jagadish Hare Jai Jagadish Hare Jai Jagadish Hare. So the next incarnation is Lord Ram.
所以接下来的化身就是主 Rama.
Vahasi Vapusi Vashade Vasanam Jaladabam Halahati Biti Milita Yanubanam Keshavadrita Haladara Rupa Jai Jagadish Hare Jai Jagadish Hare Jai Jagadish Hare. So this is referring to Lord Balaram.
所以这个时节的话呢，就是指主 Balaram.
He's called Haladara.
他被称为 Haladara.
And he became angry at the Kauravas. And he threatened them by dragging the Jamuna with his plow.
Oh, became angry and the Karagas.
Yeah, the Kauravas, like Duryodhana and that other group.
Oh, Duryodhana. 然后所以说在这里的话呢，就是指主Balaram. 然后他当时对于这个。 Duryodhana他们这一群人的话呢，非常的生气，然后他就威胁他们，就是要用自己的犁，让整个的这个亚穆纳河，然后偏离那个原本的那个轨道那个轨迹。
So Haladara means that the color of his clothes is like a bluish rain cloud.
Whose clothes is like a bluish rain cloud?
Balaram.
Oh, I see. 所以说这个主 Balaram 他的这个名字 Haladara 指的就是他身上的这个衣服的颜色，就像是那个天上快要下雨的那个云彩的那个颜色。
Okay, nine.
第九个。
Nindasi yagya vadir ahaha shuti gjatam Sadaya hridaya darshita pasugatam Keshavadrita Buddha Sarira Jai Jagadish Hare Jai Jagadish Hare Jai Jagadish Hare. So we have the ninth incarnation as Lord Buddha.
所以在第九个化身就谈到的就是主佛陀了。
So he comes every Kali Yuga.
而他是在每一个卡利年代都会显现的化身。
Now all of these incarnations come over and over again, but their pastimes are not always exactly the same.
而所有的这些化身的话呢，都会一而再，再而三的显现出来。但是每一次他们显现的时候，他们的逍遥时光都是有点不太一样的。
And sometimes they're direct incarnations, and sometimes they're, empowered incarnations.
而有时的话呢，他们是直接的主直接的化身，而有时的话是被主赋予力量的这些化身。
Ten.
第十个。
Machanivaha nidane kalayasi karavalam Jumaketumiha kemapi karlalam Keshava Dvita Kalki Sarina Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare. So this is talking about an incarnation that has not come yet. That's Lord Kalki, who comes at the end of Kali Yuga.
所以说第十个化身就是描述的主 Kalki， 但是主 Kalki 他还没有就是显现出来，他是在这个卡尼年代的最终结尾的时候才会显现的化身。
So this song was a favorite of Lord Chaitanya's。
所以说这首歌的话呢，当时是受到了主 Chaitanya 的喜爱。
And it also was a favorite of Srila Prabhupada。
并且帕帕也非常喜欢这首歌。
Yeah, so there are some recordings of Prabhupada singing this song. Of the ten incarnations.
然后所以说就是曾经都有一些这些音频的那个记录嘛，然后音频的这些录制录音，然后就是录的是帕帕去唱的这十个化身的这个录音，他的声音。
So now we'll shift our attention more directly to Narahari, Lord Nrisimhadev.
然后我们现在就更多的来把注意力放到主 Narahari, 主李辛哈德身上。
Tavakara Kamalavare Nakama Bhutta Shringam Dalita Hiranyakasipu Tanu Vrindam Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare。O Keshava, O Lord of the Universe.
O Keshava, O 宇宙之主啊。
O Lord Hari.
O 主 Hari.
You have assumed the form of a half man, half lion.
然后你展现出来这样一个半狮半人的形体。
All glories to you.
所有的荣耀都归于您。
Just like one can crush a wasp between its fingernails.
就正如一个人可以用他的指尖捏碎一只黄蜂一样。
In the same way, the body of the wasp-like demon Hiranyakasipu has been ripped apart by your pointed nails.
那么同样的方式，像一个黄蜂的躯体，就像黑人卡西普的躯体一样的，在您的尖尖的爪子当中被撕裂了。
Yeah, so that is the meaning of the prayer that we sing often during the day.
所以说刚才我所谈到的，这就是我们一天当中很多次会唱到的这样一个就尼辛哈德夫的祷文的意思。
But Remember, it's only in ISKCON that we do this.
但是请大家记住，只有在 ISKCON 当中我们才这样做，这样唱。
The unique flavor of ISKCON.
这是 ISKCON 的非常独一无二的风味。
Yeah, so even in the other, temples that worship Lord Chaitanya, like the Gaudiya Math, Srila Prabhupada's Spiritual Masters Institution, they don't sing this prayer every day, the Lord Nrisimhadev, like we do.
然后因此即使是在其他的庙宇，就是其他崇拜主 Chaitanya 的庙宇的话，比如说 Gaudiya Math, 就是帕帕的神兄弟的这些庙宇的话，他们也并没有每天都来唱这个主尼辛哈德夫的祷文的。
So the Bhagavatam, it discusses different topics at different sections of the Bhagavatam. So there'sThe discussion of creation, there's discussion of incarnations.
然后所以说在博迦瓦坛的不同的地方的话呢，就会探讨不同的话题，然后所以说有专门探讨这个创造造物的这样一个话题，也同样专门有谈到这个化身这些话题。
But the subject matter for Canto 6 and Canto 7 and Canto 8 is how the Lord gives protection to his devotees.
而瓦坛的第六篇、第七篇和第八篇的这个话题主题的话，探讨的都是主怎么样去保护他的奉献者的。
So particularly in Canto 6, we have the story of how Ajamil is protected by the Holy Name.
然后因此特别是在第六篇的瓦坛当中就谈到了阿加米勒的故事，他是怎么样得到了圣名的保护的。
And in chapter, Canto 7, we have how the devotees are protected by the Lord, and the example is Prahlad Maharaj.
而第七篇的话谈到的就是奉献者怎么样受到了主的保护，而这里面的例子就是帕拉的 Maharaj.
And then in Canto 8, we see how Gajendra the elephant was protected because of his prayers to the Lord.
然后第八篇我们就看到了 Gajendra 那头大象，他是怎么得到了主的保护的，然后他是通过他的祷文得到了主的保护。
So Lord Srinadev, he's the fourth incarnation of Lord Vishnu.
所以说主 Nishinhadev, 他是主 Vishnu 的第四个化身。
And he specifically appeared to protect his, he appeared, the reason he appeared was to protect his devotee Prahlad Maharaj, who was only a five-year-old boy.
然后而之所以主女性哈德夫他显现出来的原因，就是他为了保护他的奉献者帕拉的马哈拉什，当时才是一个五岁的小孩，就为了保护他的奉献者，然后他才显现的。
Yeah, and Prahlad, because he was a devotee, his father didn't like him.
而由于帕拉的他是一个奉献者，就是他的父亲不喜欢。
So the father of Prahlad is Hiranyakasipu.
我们都知道帕拉德的父亲就是黑人阿卡西普。
And he considered Lord Vishnu to be his enemy, because Lord Vishnu killed his brother, Hiranyaksha.
而黑人阿卡西普认为主 Vishnu 是他的敌人，因为主 Vishnu 杀死了他的兄弟Hiranyaksha.
So when Hiranyakasipu found out,that Prahlad was actually a great devotee of Lord Vishnu, he wanted to kill him.
因此当黑人卡西普发现他的儿子帕拉德竟然是主 Vishnu 的一位伟大的奉献者，所以说他就想杀死他的儿子。
Actually, he tried to kill Prahlad in many ways, but each time the Lord protected him.
实际上他是就是尝试了很多方式来杀死这个帕拉德，但是的话呢都被这个主 Vishnu 给阻止了。
So eventually the Lord appeared as Lord Nrisimhadev to specifically kill Hiranyakasipu.
然后所以说最终的话主 Vishnu 他就展现成主 Nrisimhadev 的样子，然后专门展现成主 Nrisimhadev 帮人办事的样子，然后专门就是为了杀死黑人阿卡西普。
So he appeared from the pillar of the palace of Hiranyakasipu, and he appeared as a half man, half lion.
然后所以说你辛哈德夫他是从这个黑人卡西普的宫殿的那个柱子当中显现出来的，这样一个半人半狮的样子。
Now there's a reason for this, of course.
当然他显现成这样的样子是有原因的。
Because previously Hiranyakasipu had received a benediction.From Lord Brahma, that he could not be killed by any man or animal.
因为在此之前的话呢，黑人卡西普就从主 Brahma 那里得到了祝福，然后建立这个保护，就是他不会被任何人或者被任何动物杀死。
Yeah, so you know, Hiranyakasipu actually he worshipped Lord Brahma by severe austerities.
而黑人卡西普他是当时是就是通过非常严苛的这个苦行来崇拜主 Brahma 的。
And his goal was to get the benediction from Lord Brahma that he could become immortal and never die.
而当时他就是做出所有的这些严峻的苦行的话，其目的就是为了得到主 Brahma 的祝福，能够永生不死。
But Lord Brahma has to die himself, so he wasn't in a position to give that benediction.
但是由于主 Brahma 他自己也会死去，因此的话，他也真的没有任何的力量能够保证黑人阿卡西普永生不死。
So Hiranyakasipu thought, I'm more intelligent than Lord Brahma. I can get what I want. I will trick Lord Brahma into...granting me immortality.
然后于是黑原卡西普就想，那我比他更聪明啊，然后我比他更加聪明，我可能就会想办法找出一些这些轨迹，然后来让这个主 Brahma 给予我祝福，能够给予我永生。
Of course, the Lord is more intelligent than we are.
当然，主比我们所有人都更聪明。
We are thinking that we can cheat the Lord by our intelligence.
我们以为我们可以通过自己的智力来欺骗主。
Right now, scientists are promising. Very soon, you will be able to live 150 years.
因为现在的社会的话呢，这个科学家都说很快的人类就可以活到150岁了。
So indirectly, Hiranyakasipu, he tried to cheat Brahma and become immortal.
然后因此的话呢，Hiranyakasipu在这里他也是非常间接的想要来欺骗主 Brahma, 然后想要从他那里获得祝福，能够得到永生。
So even though Brahma told Hiranyakasipu that he could not grant him immortality, Hiranyakasipu thought he could trick Lord Brahma anyway.
所以说即便主 Brahma 都已经告诉黑人卡西普，就是我不可能能够赐予你永生，但是黑人卡西普还是认为我只要施诡计，我就能够让 Brahma 能够真正赐予我永生了。
So he asked Lord Brahma, please give me the benediction that I shall not be killed by any man or animal.
因此的话，他当时就向这个主 Brahma 提出这个请求，请他给予他祝福。我不会被任何人、任何动物杀死。
And Brahma said, "Yes, that's okay."
然后主 Brahma 就说：“行，这没问题。”
Also, give me the benediction that I shall not be killed in the sky, or on the water, or on the land.
然后并且他也提出请求，就是让我不会在天空当中被杀死，在海洋在水面上被杀死，然后甚至是在陆地上被杀死。
And Brahma also said, "Okay, that's all right."
然后于是主 Brahma 也说行，没问题。
Then Hiranyakasipu asked, "I also shall not be killed by any man-made weapons."
然后黑人卡西普接着又说，那么也请您祝福我，就是让我不会被任何人类制造的武器所杀死。
And Brahma said, "Okay, that's fine."
然后主 Brahma 也说，行，没问题。
And he also said, I will not be killed during the day or during the night."
然后他接着说，那我不会在白天被杀，也不会在夜晚被杀死。
Or inside or outside.
You mean inside a space, outside a space?
Yeah, like a building, inside a building or outside a building.
然后同时他也说，就是我不会在一个建筑物内被杀死，也不会在一个建筑物外被杀死。
So in this way, Hiranyakasipu thought, okay, I have outsmarted Brahma.
然后所以说以这样的方式，黑人卡西普就认为自己完全比这个主 Brahma 聪明到哪儿去了。
He thought, now I'm immortal.
那么现在我得到主 Brahma 的这个祝福，我就已经永生不死了。
But the Lord, he's so smart that he was able to kill Hiranyakasipu and at the same time, not break the benedictions that were given by Brahma.
而主的话呢，他是如此的聪明，就是他能够杀死黑人卡西普，而同时的话呢，也不会打破这个主 Brahma 所给予他的这些祝福。
He also said, "I will not be killed on water or land."
对，因为他当时也就是说过嘛，就是他不愿意，他不会在水里面或者在陆地上被杀死。
Or in the sky.
或者在天空中被杀死。
So therefore, you know.Hiranyakasipu was killed by the Lord at dusk.
At dusk. 而我们都知道黑人卡西普他是被主就是尼辛哈德在那个黄昏的时候给杀死了。
Yeah, so it wasn't during the day or the night.
所以说黄昏的时候既不是在白天也不是在晚上。
And he was killed on the porch under the pillar. He wasn't inside or outside.
哦，然后他也是就是在那个就是走廊门廊那儿被杀死的，所以说既不是在建筑物内，也不是在建筑物外。
And he was killed on the lap of the Lord. He wasn't on the ground or in the sky or on the water.
然后并且他也是在主的这个大腿上，然后被杀死的。然后所以说既不是在天空中，也不是在水里，也不是在陆地上。
And Lord Nishinga Dave, he wasn't animal or man.
而主Nishinga Dave他也不是动物，他也不是人。
And he wasn't killed by any weapons, he was killed by the nails of the Lord.
然后他也不是被任何武器所杀死的，而是被主的这个爪子给破肚的。
So in this way, Hiranyakashipu was killed, but all of the benedictions given by Lord Brahma were not broken.
所以说以这样的方式的话 ,Hiranyakashipu 就被主给杀死了，但同时的话也没有打破任何就是主 Brahma 所给予他的祝福。
So, all demoniac people, they want to live, you know, eternally in forgetfulness of the Lord and not die. And so we try and advance ourselves scientifically, but ultimately everybody has to die.
So you mean all people? Sorry.
Yes, everyone has to leave their body.
然后所以说每个人的话呢他都是会离开自己的躯体的，但是也就有很多人希望能够就是得到永生，然后能够得到这种科技上的这种进步的话呢，能够在与主相分离的情况下得到永生，然后不会死亡，但是的话最终每个人都必须面临死亡的。
Yes, all material bodies are subject to birth, death, old age and disease.
所有的物质的躯体，所有的物质上的东西都会经历这个出生、成长、衰败和死亡的整个这样一个过程。
So Hiranyakashipu, he is the consummate atheist who tries to become a mortal without God.
所以说黑人卡西普他真的是整个这个无神论的这种人群的一个顶峰巅峰的这样一种状态，就期望能够在没有神的情况下然后获得永生。
However, just the opposite is true for Prahlad.
Well, the opposite is true for Prahlad.
Yeah.
但是的话呢他的反面，然后 Prahlad Maharaj 身上的话呢却完全是这个完全是相反的这样一种状态。
Because he's a devotee of the Lord, ultimately the devotees never die. If they have a material body, as soon as they leave their body, they're in their spiritual body. It's like lightning, like a flash of lightning.
Like a flash of lightning.
That fast you change and you have your spiritual body.
但是这个帕拉马哈拉吉他却是刚好相反的这样一种状态，因为他是一位奉献者，而对于奉献者来说的话呢是永不会死亡的。那么即便奉献者他有物质的躯体，但是就像这个天空当中闪电的这样一闪，然后这样瞬间的情况下的话呢，奉献者就从物质的躯体当中离开，然后进入到了灵性的躯体。
And so in the Bhagavad Gita, actually,Krishna, he doesn't begin to describe himself and the reason for his appearance in the world until the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
而在《薄伽梵歌》当中 ，Krishna 是直到第四章的时候才开始就是描述他自己，然后才开始谈到他为什么会显现在物质世界的原因。
And Krishna just happened to tell Arjuna that.Arjuna wasn't the first person to receive this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita.
并且 Krishna 也告诉 Arjuna, 他并不是第一个，然后 Krishna 告诉这个门知识的第一个人。
He said, actually, Arjuna, I told this same knowledge millions of years ago to the sun god.
他对 Arjuna 说，实际上 Arjuna 几百万年前的时候，我就已经把这门知识首先传给了太阳神。
And then the sun god, he explained it to Manu, who was the father of man.
而太阳神的话呢，再把这门知识传给了 Manu, 而 Manu 的话是人类之父。
It's very, very interesting. The English word, you know, for man is very similar to Manu.
Yeah, 所以说很有趣的就是在英语当中的话呢，就是谈论人类的这个词字眼的话呢，跟 Malu 就是这个词实际上是完全一样的一个词，就是非常非常相像。
In fact, you can trace back, European languages to Latin and Latin to Sanskrit.
实际上的话呢，我们如果追溯欧洲语言的起源的话呢，那么欧洲语言都是来自于拉丁语，而拉丁语的话呢，就是来自于这个梵文。
And then Krishna goes on to tell Arjuna that in this way, the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita was passed down from Manu to the kings of the earth, but gradually the knowledge became lost.
而 Krishna 就继续的解释到，就是整个这个薄伽梵歌的知识的话呢，又从 Malu 人类之父，然后传给了地球上的国王，但是随着时间的推移的话呢，慢慢的这门知识就消失了。
So Krishna is saying, today Arjuna, I'm telling you the same knowledge that I told to the sun god millions of years ago, but became lost.
所以说 Krishna 在这个当中就对 Arjuna 说，那么今天我把这同样一门知识然后告诉了你，而这门知识是我几百万年的时候之前告诉过这个太阳神的，只不过这门知识却后来失传了。
Now Arjuna was shocked to hear this information.
而当时 Arjuna 听到这个 Krishna 说的这番话的时候就感到非常震惊。
Because he's thinking of Krishna as his friend. They grew up together.
因为他当时想到是 Krishna 跟他是好朋友嘛，他们俩一起长大的。
And Arjuna knows that the sun god is millions of years old.
而 Arjuna 知道太阳神当时是已经都不知道有多大年纪的，可能几百万、上百万、成千万的这个岁数了。
So Arjuna says to Krishna, "How is it possible you're standing here before me?" And the sun god is millions of years old. How is it possible that you told him this knowledge millions of years ago, yet you're here with me?
So Arjuna 就觉得很奇怪，然后他就对 Krishna 说，这怎么可能呢？你现在站在我面前，我们俩一起长大的，然后而太阳神都已经几百万岁了，然后怎么可能就是你几百万年前的时候告诉过太阳神这门知识呢？
And so you see, this is a perfect situation.For now, for Krishna to be able to explain how he's the supreme Ishwara, that he's God and that he's not a normal living entity.
所以大家看到这实际上弄出了这样一个完美的这样一种状况，能够使得 Krishna 来向 Arjuna 说到，然后就他是一个至尊存在，他是 Ishwara 存在。
Yeah, so up to this point in the Bhagavad Gita, the truth of God has not been explained. The truth of the soul or the Atma and karma and time, and they've been talked about, but Krishna hasn't begun to explain the truth of God yet.
You mean before this point,
until the fourth chapter.
所以说就是在这个 Krishna 和 Arjuna 他们两个刚才的这个谈话之前的话呢，就从整本薄伽梵歌开始一直到他们刚才那个谈话之前， Krishna 都没有开始去谈到这个关于神关于 Ishwara 的这个真相真理呢。
So now Krishna will explain the difference between the Jiva soul and Ishwara God.
然后从这一点开始Krishna 就会开始谈到这个 Jiva 个体灵魂和 Ishvara 这个至尊灵魂二者之间的区别。
This is very significant, you know, this song by Jayadeva Goswami that we just sang, that is the first chapter in his book called Gita Govinda.
Gita Govinda. The first chapter called Gita Govinda.
No, the first chapter is this song, this epic.
所以说这实际上是非常至关重要的，因为在刚才我们唱的那个 Jayadeva Goswami 他的那首歌，然后来自于他写的那本书 Gita Govinda， 然后第一章当中的话呢，第一章然后就是刚才我们唱的那个是关于十个化身的歌曲。
Now, most of the Gita Govinda is all about the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna.
而 Gita Govinda 这本书当中绝大多数的内容都是在描述 Radha 和 Krishna 之间的亲密的逍遥时光。
But before Jayadeva Goswami discusses the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna, first he establishes Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
但是就是在 Jayadeva Goswami 他在去谈论 Radha Krishna 之间的这个逍遥时光之前，他首先就是指出的就是 Krishna 他是作为至尊人格守神的存在。
So in the same way, Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, he takes his time before he establishes himself as the personality of Godhead.
所以说以同样的方式的话呢，就是在薄伽梵歌当中 ，Krishna 也是在说到他自己是至尊人格守神之前的话，他都先花上一段时间来谈论了其他的事，相当于铺垫了一下。
So now he's making a distinction between himself.And Arjuna.
所以说现在在这一刻的时候，他就开始去谈到他和 Arjuna 就是至尊人格守神和个体灵魂这二者之间的区别了。
First, he tells Arjuna, "Both of us have had many lives."
首先他告诉 Arjuna 就是我们俩都是有几百万上千万的这样一个身世的，就是出生的太多太多次了。
Yeah, so that's similar.
这是很相似的。
But then Krishna says, I can remember all of them and you cannot. So that's not similar.
但是接着 Krishna 就说，但我却能够记忆起所有我所出生的这些时间，但是你却记不住，但是你却并不知道，然后这就是我们俩之间的区别。
Then he explains to Arjuna the reason that he can remember all of his previous lifetimes.
而他接下来就向 Arjuna 解释到，他之所以能够记忆起他所有前世的这些过程，这些生命的原因是什么。
He says the reason is because I don't have a material body.
而他说到，我之所以能够记忆起所有前世的原因，就是因为我没有一具物质躯体。
I have a spiritual body.
而我拥有的是灵性的躯体。
It never changes. It never grows old.
而灵性的躯体是永远不会改变的，它永远不会衰老。
It's never born and never dies.
从来没有出生，也从来不会死亡。
And besides that, I'm the Lord of everyone.
并且除此之外的话呢，我也是所有人的主。
But he says, I appear in every millennium in my transcendental form.
而我在每一个时代之内都会以我超然的形体出现。
Yeah, so he comes again and again in the different yugas.
所以他就是在不同的这个 yoga, 不同的年代的话呢，他是一而再，再而三的显现的。
And then he explains why he descends from the spiritual world to the material world. That's what it means by avatar.
然后他接下来就阐释到，就是他为什么会从灵性的天空，然后下来，就是来到这个物质世界当中。那这个就是 Avatar 的定义。
He says whenever there is a decline in religious practice.
然后他就说到，在任何一个年代，一旦出现这样任何时候出现这个宗教上的衰败。
And when people become irreligious.
当人类变得非常没有这种宗教信仰、宗教追求的时候
，This is a kind of crisis.
而这实际上就是一种危机了。
So at that time I appear.
因此，在这样的时代，我就会显现。
Well, at the time of Hiranyakasipu, it was a crisis.
而在黑人卡西普当时的那个年代的话呢，那个时候确实也就是一段危机时间。
Hiranyakasipu had conquered the whole universe, and the demigods had to leave the heavenly planets, and they were hiding.
然后当时黑人卡西普他是征服了整个宇宙，而所有的半身人的话呢，都从自己的那个天堂星球逃开了，然后躲了起来。
Yeah, Hiranyakasipu was living in the palace of Lord Indra and sitting on his throne.
而黑人卡西普当时他就因为征服了整个宇宙，他就居住在 Indra 的这样一个宫殿里面。
And he had stopped the Brahmins from performing any sacrifices for the demigods.
并且他还阻止了所有的婆罗门来向半神人们进行任何的这种崇拜仪式。
So in this way, he had stopped people from worshiping Lord Vishnu.
所以说以这样的方式，他就阻止了人们崇拜主 Vishnu。
So that's a crisis situation where irreligion has now, become prominent.
所以说这实际上就是一种危机状况了。然后在这样一种危机状况当中，非宗教就成为一种非常普遍的、非常突出的这样一种状况。
So that's one reason the Lord comes, is to reestablish the principles of religion.
所以说这就是主显现的原因之一，他显现在物质世界就是为了能够重建宗教原则。
But then he gives another reason.
但是稍后他又给到了第二个理由。
He comes to protect the devotees and to kill the demons.
然后他显现在物质世界中就是为了能够保护他的奉献者，杀死恶魔。
And this also helps to establish religious principles because you actually have to have a certain number of people who are religious and following the Lord's order.
而这点的话呢，也能够有助于重建宗教原则，因为你要想重建宗教原则的话，那就需要有一群人，一定数量的人能够来遵循这种宗教的这种规范，然后来有宗教信仰追求嘛。
Yeah, so this, this happens again and again in history. We see, so many times religion is established and then gradually it falls apart.
而这样的状况的话呢，是一再的，就是发生在历史当中的。有很多次我们都看到，就是宗教被建立了起来，但是慢慢的，然后又逐渐濒于消失了。
Right, even in the short 500 years since Lord Chaitanya appeared, his teaching at one point became degraded and had to be reestablished.
那么即使是在主宰坦尼亚他显现的这500年当中，就自从他显现的500年当中，然后他的这个教导，主宰坦尼亚教导到后来都堕落了下来，都必须要需要被重整重建。
A whole class of followers, they claimed to be followers of Lord Chaitanya, but they took his teaching very cheaply, and they were called Sahajiyas.
Sahajiya. 这样，然后而当时就这样一群人的话呢，他们声称自己是主柴坦尼亚的这个追随者，但是他们却非常廉价的来对待这个主柴坦尼亚的教导，而这一群人就被称为叫做 Sahajiya。
The word Sahajiya means to take something very easily.
而 Sahajiya 这个词的意思就是指非常轻易的、非常容易的来对待某个事物的意思。
So they were claiming to be followers of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda.
So 这群人声称自己是主 Chaitanya 和主 Nityananda 的追随者。
But they weren't following any kind of sense control or mind control. They were breaking all the four regulative principles.
而这样一群人的话呢，却完全没有遵循任何这种感官控制或者是心意控制的规则，然后就是完全就是那种想怎么样就怎么样。
And so at the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's appearance, which is about 200 years ago, people had a very bad impression of the followers of Lord Chaitanya.
因此的话呢，就是大概在200年前的样子，就是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他显现的那个时代，当时的人民的话呢，对于主 Chaitanya 的追随者这一群人的话呢，非常糟糕的印象。
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, actually, he had difficulty finding an authentic copy of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It wasn't even available.
而当时 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 然后都很难找到这个永恒的主 Chaitanya 经的这样一个真实的这个记载，真实的记录，然后都很难找到这个书籍本身。
So even authentic information of Lord Chaitanya was missing at that time.
所以说在当时的那个年代，关于主采探亚的真实记载、真实信息的话呢，都完全消失了。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he re-established Lord Chaitanya's religion.
所以说 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他显现以后，就基本上重建了主采探亚的教导。
Yeah, so this repeatedly happens. It's the laws of nature. It's the physical law of nature even.
所以说这实际上这样一种现象的话呢，是重复性的出现的，因为这实际上就是自然的这个法，自然的法则，它就是会这样发生。
There's a physical law of nature called entropy.
In all entropy.
You know that word?
I kind of know.
I've said it before in classes, I'm sure.
Entropy. Okay, so 在这个物质自然法则当中的话呢，有这样的一种状态，就是化学当中谈到的叫做 entropy, 叫做 D.也就是指叫做无序状态测量法。
So all physical form, even organizations, to create something requires energy.
create something requires. 所以说所有的物质形体的话呢，就是包括机构，包括一个机构，一个组织，当你要创造任何一个物质的形体的时候，都是需要有能量的。
And to,Keep that form, to maintain it requires energy.
同时要去维系这样一个形体，维系这样一个物质东西的话，那也是需要有能量的。
And if it's not maintained, if you do nothing, it will fall apart.
而如果没有去维系它，没有你什么都不做的话，那么这样一个东西，一个物体就会完全崩塌掉。
So even a religious teaching.
那么即使是一个宗教教导
If you don't have people who realize the teaching and who are following the teaching, it becomes lost.
那么因此同样的对于这样一个宗教教导的话，如果没有人能来追随这个真正的追随这门教导，没有人真正觉悟到这个教导，那么随着时间的推移的话，这个教导也会消失，也会崩溃掉。
The same that happened in ISKCON, and eventually it will.
是这种状况的话呢，最终也会发生在 ISKCON 身上。我是说最终哈，最终。
Yeah, eventually everything in Kali Yuga will be so degraded that the Lord will come as Kalki and just kill everyone.
而在卡利年代的最后的话呢，所有的一切都变得如此之堕落，然后都会消亡掉，然后主 Kalki 然后就会显现出来。
So sometimes Krishna comes himself, or sometimes he empowers somebody like Bhaktivinoda Thakur or Srila Prabhupada to reestablish, you know, the principles of religion.
所以说为了重建宗教原则的话呢，有时主 Krishna 他就会自己显现，而有时的话呢，他就会赋予个体灵魂力量，比如说像 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 啊和 Papa 呀，然后让他们来帮助重建宗教原则。
And that works for a short time, but eventually the law of nature takes over and even that falls apart.
但是这样一种重建宗教原则的话呢，也只能就是起效用一段时间，但过后的话呢，最终这个物质自然的这个法则的话呢，也就会使得东西，所有的东西最终都消亡掉。
So in these verses of chapter 4 where Krishna is explaining to Arjuna the nature of his appearance. He says something very important for us to understand.
因此在《薄伽梵歌》的第四章当中 ，Krishna 就向 Arjuna 阐释到他的显现的根本，这个本质是什么？而这个当中是有一点是我们需要知晓的非常重要的一点。
Actually, he offers a benediction.
而实际上他在这当中是给予了我们一个很大的祝福。
And this is one of the very most famous verses of Bhagavad Gita.
而这个是博伽梵当中非常出名的诗节之一。
This is chapter 4, verse 9.
chapter 29, 所以说也就是第四章的第九诗节。
Janma karma che me divyam evam yo veti tatvataha chakda deha punar janma naitimam meti sojuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna.
所以说《薄伽梵歌》第四点九十节，人如果能了解我显现和活动的超然本质，在他离开躯体后，就再不会正视于我的世界。Arjuna 呀，他将晋升到我永恒的居所。
Yeah, so in the purport, Prabhupada, he says that if we accept this truth about the Lord's incarnation.
所以说在要旨当中，帕帕就说到，如果我们能够接受就是主他的化身的这些真相，这些真理的话。
Maybe we cannot understand it.
可能我们还无法完全理解。
But Prabhupada says, if we simply accept on faith, without a doubt, we attain liberation.
而帕帕在要旨当中就说到，如果我们能够仅仅是基于信念、基于信心来接受这些真相，关于主的显现化身的这些真相的话，那么我们就毫无疑问会获得解脱。
So all of us, you know, we're here today, celebrating and glorifying Lord Nrisimhadev. We're glorifying the appearance of the Lord. That's a demonstration of our faith in the Lord's appearance.
而我们人今天的话呢，大家聚在一起来庆祝主尼辛哈德夫的显现，来荣耀主尼辛哈德夫。那么这实际上就是这种表现，一种展现，就是我们对主的化身的这样一种信心、信念的展现。
All of us are busy people. We have so many things to do. Of course, I'm retired, but.
因为我们每个人都很忙，然后我们所有人的话呢，都有这么多的事情要做。当然，就是我都已经，你都已经，这个叫什么退休了。
But here we are. We could be doing many things, but we've all chosen to be here today together to hear about Lord Nrisimhadev.
我们每个人都有这么多的事情要做，但是今天的话，我们却做出选择来一起聆听关于主Nrisimhadev的逍遥时光。
So this is one of the essential practices of devotional service, is to celebrate the appearance days of the Lord.
所以说关于这个奉爱服务的这个核心服务之一，就是来去庆祝主的这些显现日。
So this is not only a demonstration of our faith, but it also helps to increase our appreciation and love for the Lord.
所以说这种庆祝主，包括主的化身的这些逍遥时光的话呢，就不仅是在表达，就是展现我们的这样一种信心，但同时的话呢，也是在增加我们对于主的爱，对于主的这种感恩之情。
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that when we celebrate the appearance day of the Lord, it's the mother of devotion. It actually awakens our love for God.
Awakens our love. 而 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就说过，当我们在去庆贺主的显现日的时候，这实际上就是奉爱服务的母亲就能够帮助我们唤醒我们的 Bhakti。
Really, to celebrate the appearance day of the Lord is the solution to our biggest problem.
而实际上就是当我们来庆贺主的展现日的时候的话呢，却是一种解决方案，一种解决方法，来解决我们面临的最大的问题。
Our biggest problem is that we've fallen into the material world and we've forgotten who we are, and now we have material bodies.
而我们最大的问题就是我们堕入到这个物质世界当中来，有了这样一个物质的躯体，却完全遗忘了真正的自己是谁。
Yeah, and as much as we want to stay here, just like Hiranyakasipu, we can't.
那然后并且正如黑人卡西普一样，我们是多么的想要继续待在这个物质世界，但是我们却没办法能够继续待在这个物质世界啊。
Yeah, no matter what we have now, and no matter what we've learned and everything we've done, it's all going to disappear at any moment.
所以说无论我们拥有了多少的东西，无论我们学到了多少的知识，或者无论我们做到多少的这些事情，那么最终的话呢，在我们死亡的那一刻，所有的这些都会消失。
Yeah, and our whole problem began because somehow or other, we turned our gaze away from the Lord, away from ourselves.
而在死亡之后的话呢，所有的这些问题又再次的会出现，因为不知怎的，我们完全把自己的注意力，完全把自己的目光移开了真正的自我，移开了我们，离开了这个主。
Right, that's the root cause of our coming to the material world and being in this temporary situation.
Temporary. 而这个就是导致我们来到物质世界，然后处于各种各样的这种短暂的状况当中的根因所在。
Right, we're eternal beings in a temporary situation.
我们是处于各种暂时的状况当中的永恒的存在。
That is an incompatible situation.
而我们作为永恒的存在，却遭受着各种各样短暂的、暂时的这些状况。这二者，一种永恒，一种短暂的话呢，这二者是根本不契合的。
So if the cause of our problem is that we turned away from the Lord, then what is the obvious solution?
而如果我们导致我们就是遭受各种问题的根本原因是由于我们背离了主，那么解决我们这个问题的方法又是什么呢？
To turn our face back to the Lord.
是不是再次的我们又让自己再次面对主，对吧？
And so when we celebrate together the appearance day of the Lord, that's exactly what we're doing.
因此当我们一起来庆祝主的显现日的时候，那是不是就是我们在让自己再次转向主呢？
So we can celebrate the appearance day of the Lord, we can celebrate how he protects the devotees, and we can celebrate our own liberation.
liberation. 所以说我们可以一起来庆贺主的显现，一起来庆贺主他是怎么来保护他的奉献者的，并且我们也可以一起来庆祝我们自己的解脱。
So all glories to Lord Nrisimhadev, all glories to Prahlad Maharaj,And all glories to our gurus who are giving us this opportunity to know about the Lord and to go back home, back to Godhead.
所以说所有的荣耀都归于主尼辛哈德夫，所有的荣耀都归于帕拉马哈拉吉，所有的荣耀都归于我们的灵性导师，来给予我们机会来了解主，回归守神，回归家园。
Yeah, this is the real medicine to our problem, to our material disease, is to glorify the Lord.
所以说这就是我们来治愈自己物质疾病的药物，那就是来去荣耀主。
So on that note, I will stop speaking and just open it up for any questions or comments.
所以说讲到这儿，然后我的正课就讲完了，所以大家如果有问题或者是有想分享的话呢，都可以来说一说。 OK, let me see. OK, two devotees have left them questions.
OK,
我们来看第一个问题哈，莲马应该是为 Mata 姐所问的问题。 Hare Krishna, 早上好，李辛哈的显现日届时可以喝水吃水果吗？ So this Mataji is asking that on the appearance day of Lord Lishinghadev, can we drink water and also eat fruits?
You can drink water, and there's different types of fasting.
你可以喝水的，因为届时的话呢有不同种类。
If you're old or pregnant, you know, Prabhupada used to say you could eat fruit.
哦，如果你要是年纪太老，或者是怀孕了的话呢，那么你是可以吃水果的。
But if you're young and healthy, then he recommended, you know, fasting, except, you know, you could drink water.
Oh, fasting, all the things, but you can also drink water.
Yeah.
而如果你要是很年轻，然后很健康的话呢，那就可以戒除所有的这个食物，戒除水果，但是你还是可以喝水的。
And it's also significant, the time that we break the fast,is usually at the time that the Lord appeared, or is said to have appeared.
Oh, 然后并且很至关重要的就是我们打破自己戒食的时间也应该是在主显现的那个时间或者是就是据说主显现的那个时间。
So Krishna, he appeared at midnight, therefore we fast until midnight.
由于 Krishna, 他是显现在凌晨的。然后就半夜的，因此我们会在半夜的时候打破戒食。
Lord Chaitanya appeared at the moonrise, so we fast until moonrise.
而主 Chaitanya 他是在月亮升起来的时候显现的，因此我们就会一直戒食到月亮升起来。
And Lord Nrisimhadev, he didn't appear in the day or the night. He appeared at dusk, so we fast until dusk.
而主尼辛哈德夫他是没有在白天没有在晚上显现他是在那个黄昏的时候显现因此我们就会一直戒食到黄昏
Yeah, so fasting is one way that we honor the appearance of the Lord.
因此戒食的话呢是我们荣耀主的显现的方法之一
Yeah, so depending on your age and your circumstance, you know, you can fast.You know, strictly or not so strictly.
因此就取决于你的年龄和取决于你的身体状况的话，你就可以严格或者并不是那么严格来戒食。
Most important thing is that we have faith in the appearance of the Lord and we celebrate that and that we hear about the glories of the Lord on His appearance day.
而最重要的就是我们能够对于主的显现日的话呢充满了信心信念然后并且我们来庆贺主的显现来聆听关于主的显现的这些荣耀
One of the reasons fasting is recommended is because it takes a lot of time and endeavor to cook 3 meals a day
然后我们之所以会戒食的原因之一推荐戒食的原因之一就是在于一天当中如果要做三顿饭的话呢真的会花很多时间和精力。
So, fasting has some practical reasons. Basically, we have much more time for hearing and chanting, and because we're not eating, our body is more attentive. You know, we're not feeling tired because of having to digest food.
然后所以说戒食的话呢实际上是很这个实际的这样一种方式可以使得我们有更多的时间来聆听和念诵然后而且不吃东西的话呢也可以使得我们的身体一直保持这种注意力集中不会由于要消化食物而感到疲倦
Yeah, so it doesn't take any time to prepare water and drink it.
而要喝水的话呢是不需要有任何时间来准备的然后直接就可以喝了。
And you're not going to get sleepy by drinking water.
然后你也不会因为喝水，然后而就是变得很昏沉，想要睡觉。
And same with fruit, it's very simple.
那同样的吃水果的话呢，也是非常简单的。
Yeah, so that's really the purpose of fasting is to have more time for hearing and chanting. And to be more awake.
所以说这个才是戒食的原因目的之一那就是我们可以有更多的时间来念诵和聆听然后并且让自己一直保持这种就是很醒觉的状态而不是打瞌睡想睡觉
Yeah, so we should understand what we're doing and why we're doing it not be too fanatical
因此我们要明白就是我们为什么要做某一件事情然后这样的话呢当我们知道原因所在就不会过于狂热了Okay.
Right, thank you for your question.
谢谢你的问题。Okay, next one. Chanchala, 这位奉献者问的问题。Hare Krishna, 顶拜 Maharaja, 节日快乐。请问您曾听古鲁们讲主的 Avatar 化身都是原本 存在于灵性世界的。主里辛哈德瓦不是为了杀死黑阿卡西普才显现为半人半狮的形象，而是原本主就有这个化身半人半狮的形象，对吗？不是为杀恶魔而临时显现的形象。So this devotee is asking a question, and you know, he's offering his obeisance to you. He got this question that I have heard from other teachers that the Lord's avatar have already existed in the spiritual world. So the Lord Lishinghadev does not appear as half man, half lion just for the sake of killing Hiranyakashipu. It's actually, he already has this form, you know, half human, half lion, not really for killing the demon. Is that so?
Well, not according to what I've heard.
所以说你所提到的这一点就是原本是显现，原本就有这个半人半狮的形象，而并不是为了杀死恶魔而临时显现的形象。然后Guru就说他没有这样听到过。
I cannot think of anything directly in Prabhupada's books where he addresses this issue.
我没有办法现在想到就是帕帕在他的书里面直接提到过你所说的这一点。
But there is a letter that Prabhupada wrote to a devotee who questioned him, asking if there was a form of Lord Nrisimhadev or Lord Boar or Lord Fish in the spiritual world.
但是我确实想到就是曾经有一个奉献者给帕帕写过这样一封信，就问帕帕的是不是主的这些化身，这个雄猪的化身、鱼的化身，或者是主尼辛哈的这个化身的话呢，是已经存在于灵性世界的。
And Prabhupada said that the animal forms of the Lord do not exist in the spiritual world, that there are forms of Lord Vishnu, but they're in the mood of that pastime.
You mean those animals' forms of Lord do not exist in the spiritual world?
Yeah, like in the Vaikuntha planet, Lord Nrisimhadev is there, but not in the form of Lord Nrisimhadev. But Lord Vishnu in that mood.
In that pastime and in that mood. Okay.Got it. 所以说帕帕的话呢就这样回答这位奉献者，就说主的这些动物形体的这种动物化身的话呢是并不存在于灵性世界的，但是的话呢主 Vishnu 他在灵性世界当中他却是有这些对应的动物化身的这种心情心态或者是逍遥时光在进行着，在那里进行着，但是他却并没有这样一个形体展现在那里。
So we could, whatever we speak on this subject, we have to introduce the Shastras and letters, you know, first is Prabhupada's books, and then his lectures, then his letters to establish, you know, whatever point we make.
Okay. 然后所以说我们无论要谈论任何的一个话题或者是说出任何的这样一种观点的话呢，都一定要依据帕帕曾经写过的书，然后或者是他的讲座或者是他的这个信件来作为依据来表明我们要说的一个观点。
Yeah, and sometimes the information even is contradictory. So anyway, if anybody has more information on this subject, they can point to somewhere in Prabhupada's books where he gives some more information on it, then that will be helpful.
所以总之的话呢，如果大家要是就这个话题有把这个信息就是分享出来，然后这样可以帮助大家来更多的了解。Okay.
Anything else?
Yeah, one more.
Okay.
顶拜您的莲花族，请问我们可以把供奉给主的 prasada 和没有供奉的食物混合也当作 prasada 吗？感谢您 Hare Krishna. So this devotee is asking that could we mix the prasadam with non-prasadam? So altogether treat those food that hasn't been offered to the Lord because it mixed with a prasadam. Can we also treat it as part of prasadam? Thank you.
I don't really see the point of doing that.
不是说就是我还真没看到就是这样做的目的所在原因所在
that would seem kind of a rasa basa.
这会看起来有点像 rasa basa.
It's either prasada or it's not prasada.
所以它要不就是 prasada 要么就不是
Krishna says if something becomes prasadam when it's offered to him with love, and then he accepts it.
So Krishna 说过，如果是带着爱心来把食物供奉给他的话，或者一片叶子，然后等等的供奉给他，那么这些就会变成 prasadam.
Otherwise, it's not prasadam.
否则的话呢，就不并不是 prasadam 了。
Of course.We have our particular ways in Gaudiya Vaishnavism of making offerings to the Lord, but they may have other ways in other religions of having their food become prasadam or blessed. I would say that, making a personal offering to the Lord is the highest form of love.
Offering personal food to the Lord is the highest way of prasadam.
Yeah, you have an intention of actually cooking this particular meal to please the Lord and not yourself.
Okay. 当然的话呢，就说在我们这个 Gaudiya Vaishnava 的这个传承当中，有特定的一种方式来供奉食物给主，然后也有其他的这些宗教这些信仰啊，然后或者是灵性修习啊，然后他们用他们的这种方式来供奉食物，然后或者让他们的食物得到神的祝福。但是的话呢，把自己的这个供奉的话呢，烹饪一些食物的话呢，这种 prasadam 的供奉的形式。
Or offering it, to the spiritual master.
或者是带着这样一种意图，要把自己做出来的食物给供奉给自己的灵性导师，那都是最高的形式。
Yeah, then there's no doubt that's prasadam.
所以说，当你是带着这样一种意图来供奉食物的话呢，那毫无疑问，这个就是 prasadam 了。
I just the other day I saw a video.Of a godbrother of mine named Nara Narayan.
okay. 都说前几天的话呢，我看到这样一个视频，就是我的神兄弟 Nara Narayan.
Yes. He was famous in ISKCON for building temples and Rathyatra carts and things like that. He was good at construction.
然后。我的这位神兄弟的话呢，因为就是去修建庙宇啊，包括是这个建出这个 Rasa Yatra 的这个弹车呀而出名的。
And he joined in L.A. at the first temple established in L.A., which was established in 1969, I think.
然后他这个在so he actually built the temple in L.A.
No, he joined at that first temple.
Oh, I see. 所以说我这位神兄弟的话呢，他在就是1969年，在洛杉矶建成的第一座庙的时候，然后他就在当时就是加入了这座庙。
Yeah, so in those days in ISKCON, it was just a small family. I don't think there was probably more than 100 devotees.
然后在当时的那个时代的话呢，应该可能人数都不超过100人。
And so in those days, Prabhupada often cooked for the devotees.
就是在当时那个年代，帕帕经常都会为自己的奉献者烹饪。
So there's a famous picture of Prabhupada cooking on a stove with a pot. I think most of you have seen that picture.
应该我们很多人都看到过帕帕的那张照片，对吧？就是他站在那个炉子旁边，然后面前有个锅，然后他在那儿做饭。
That picture was.Taken in L.A. Prabhupada was actually, it was the appearance day of his spiritual master, and Prabhupada had cooked one preparation for his spiritual master. It was one of his spiritual master's favorite foods.
哦，什么favorite food？哦，所以说当时那张照片的话呢，就拍摄于洛杉矶，然后就在那儿那一天的话呢，刚好是灵性导师的显现日，然后帕帕就做了这个他的灵性导师的他最喜欢吃的那一样菜。And
one of Bhakti Sananta's favorite foods was khichdi.
哦，而他的灵性导师Bhakti Siddhanta最喜欢的一样菜叫做khichdi。
But it was a particular kind of khichdi made with a particular kind of bean.
但这却是一种非常特别的khichdi，要用一种非常特别的豆子然后做出来的khichdi。
It's a rare kind of dal that we don't use so much. It's called dal.
然后这个khichdi用的是一种专门的面团，然后这个面团叫sorry, what's the name of that?
Dal.
Erdal.
I guess UR.
嗯，UR， 说这个面团 dal 哈，然后面团的意思都叫 erdal， 很特别的。So
anyway, the offering was made, and then Prabhupada went back to his room.
所以说帕帕就把这个 prasadam， 然后做出来的 prasadam， 然后供奉了，然后他再次回到他的房间。And
all the devotees were taking prasadam together.
当时所有的奉献者都聚在一起来荣耀 prasadam。
And there were maybe 10 or 20 devotees.
然后应该有当时有10到20个奉献者。
And somebody served out this dal preparation of khichdi that Prabhupada had made.
Served out.
Yeah.
然后当时就有一些奉献者就把这些 dal， 然后这种面团这种 khichdi 的话呢，然后就服务就是派发给每个人。
So Narayan Narayan, he said that all the devotees, they touched the dal and put the dal in their mouth at the same time, and they all had the same reaction.
然后所以说 Narayan 就是我刚才提到的那位神兄弟的话呢，他后来就说，就是他当时看到在座的那些奉献者，他们把那个 dal 那个东西，就是那个 khichdi 放在自己的嘴巴里面，然后所有人都有了同样的反应。
He said before they actually tasted the dal, all the devotees were talking. It was, you know, people were laughing and joking and having a wonderful time together.
然后他说到，当时所有的奉献者，就那10多20个人聚在一起，在他们去荣耀那个 prasadam， 在把那个 dal 那个东西放在嘴巴里之前，然后大家都乐呵呵的，然后在开玩笑啊，然后讲笑话呀，然后都笑得挺开心的。
And he said, as soon as the devotees tasted the dal that Prabhupada had made for his spiritual master, they all became silent.
而一旦当他们把那个 dal 就是放在自己的嘴巴里，开始荣耀这个 prasadam 的时候的话呢，所有人都安静了下来。He
said that everyone was stunned in a kind of ecstasy.
然后我这位神兄就说，当时每个人的话呢，都已经被这个食物所带来的这种狂喜之情给震撼了。And
they said they all had it was like a little window open, and they could actually taste what is pure bhakti by eating that offering that Prabhupada made for his spiritual master.
然后这就像是有一扇窗子被打开了一样，然后当时在座的所有的奉献者都通过去荣耀帕帕为他的灵性导师所做的这个 prasadam， 然后而尝到了这个纯粹的bhakti的味道。So
yeah, I think there are different levels of prasadam depending on the bhakti.
所以说的话呢，取决于大家的 bhakti 的程度多少，然后也就有不同程度的这个 prasadam。
Yeah, so I don't think much is accomplished by mixing prasadam with non-prasadam.
所以说我想如果把这个 prasadam 和这个没有供奉的食物混合在一起的话呢，并不会取得多大的这样一个进步，多大的一样一个结果。
Okay, thank you for your question.
好，谢谢你的问题。我们上个星期是不是有剩下的没有回答的问题呢？ There are actually questions from last week.
Oh, really? How many?
Let me see.
因为这些痛苦就更渴望内心的快乐。
I think there are, oh, 没有了, oh, Sumuki Maharaji said there is no more questions from last week.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, 行, 好像上个星期, 如果Sumuki Maharaji 说没有的话, 那我就不往上翻那个聊天记录了。 So there's two more questions now, new questions,
okay? You know, I'm so happy that I was able to go to Harvard and meet Sumuki Rana.
他说我能够到哈尔滨那儿见到 Sumuki Rana Maharaji 真的我太高兴了。
Where does Sati live?
Oh, Sati Maharaji 是住哪儿的呢? 我问沈阳。 Yeah, another city in that province.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, couple more questions.
Okay, 好，我们来看这个现在问的新问题。 有位奉献者问到，带着两个孩子不戒食可以吗？ 给李星哈照片沐浴，给孩子讲李星哈故事，一起念诵，可以以此弥补戒食吗？ So this Mataji, I think Mataji says that she has two kids, and you know, is it okay for her not to do fasting? And she would, you know, base the picture of Lord Lishinghadev and to tell stories about Lord Lishinghadev. So in this way, can she compensate for not fasting?
Sure, you know, there's no hard and fast rules. The main thing is and hear the glories of the Lord the fast.
是一定要的，就是说当你有孩子的话呢，要考虑到你的实际情况，那么只要能够荣耀主尼辛哈德夫的这个显现日。 讲述主尼辛哈的这些事迹的话呢，然后一起念诵，那么这些都是很好。不够力量遵守很多规范，该给主献上什么祈祷来取悦主呢？ So the same Mataji is asking that she is not, she does not have enough strength to follow many regulations. So what kind of things that can she offer to please the Lord.
Vegetarian and us particularly things in the mode of goodness.
素食，然后特别是这种就是属于善良属性的食物的话呢。
What we offer is important. Also the cleanliness that we maintain.
所以说不仅我们线上的食物是很重要的，并且同时的话呢，保持这个厨房里面厨房里的清洁的程度也是很重要的。Yeah.
The Lord, like you would, in, you know, any family member that you really care about.
那么就请你能够像你所爱的。 所对待的任何一个你很爱的这样一个家人的话呢，以这样的方式来爱主。
And try and offer the best things, but you know, you have to do it within your means and what's practical.
所以你可以努力尝试来献上最好的东西，但是的话呢，请你是考虑到你的这个实际的这样一种状况，你考虑到自己的实际状况的话呢，来为主献上最好的东西。
Yeah, so avoid, you know, food in the mode of goodness, in the mode of ignorance and passion. and offer, you know, nice fruits, seasonal fruits and vegetables.
所以说你可以避免来献上这种属于愚昧属性或者畸形属性的食物啊，然后而为主供奉这些很好的这种刚好当季的这些植物这些蔬菜和那个水果。
And as much as possible, make things yourself. Don't use a processed or instant foods.
Processed food or instant food. 然后并且的话呢，你可以是自己亲手做出来的食物来供奉给主，而不是那种比如说素食的，不是那种素食或者是已经被加工了的那种过度加工了的食物。
But you're a mother with young kids. You have to be practical.
但是的话呢，你有两个孩子需要照顾的话，那么你作为母亲就肯定要考虑到这些很实际的状况。
So again, you know, it's our intention and our humility that the Lord accepts.
所以说再一次的话呢，就是我要说的是，主所接受的是我们的做事的意图，然后以及我们在做事背后的谦卑的态度。
So just do your best to be practical.
所以说就是尽你最大努力，然后并且是考虑到你的实际的状况，来尽你最大努力就好。Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah. That's it.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day.
好，所以说所有的问题就到此结束了，然后请大家好好享受这一天。
Yes, we can. We've lived another year, and we've been able to honor, you know, the appearance day of Lord Nrisimhadev today is very significant for us in our spiritual life.
所以说我们又活了一年，然后又能够在今天来荣耀主尼辛哈德的这个显现日，然后Sir Guru Maharaj, what's the last sentence you just said?
Well, it's very good for us in our spiritual life.
所以说来荣耀主尼辛哈德的显现日的话，这真的对我们的灵性修习和奉爱服务是非常好的。
Because, you know, Prabhupada says that our bhakti is, everything is being counted and recorded.
因为帕帕曾经说过，我们所做的任何一件事儿，在 bhakti 当中所做的任何一件事儿，然后都是被记录了下来的。
Yeah, nothing goes in vain.
没有任何的事情是白做的。
Nothing can be lost, nothing can become less.
没有任何的这个 bhakti 当中的服务会是消失的，或者是会变少的。
So, please remember that. Stay encouraged.
所以说请大家记住，然后继续保持自己这种信心备受鼓舞的这种状态。
Okay, I look forward to being with you next week.
然后我现在很希望下个星期再和大家相遇。
Thank you, Narayani, and thank you, Sumukhi, Radha, Devi Dasi, and I thank all the listeners, all glories to Prabhupada, all glories to Srimad Bhagavatam.
感谢所有的聆听者，然后感谢这个所有的荣耀归于帕帕，所有的荣耀归于圣典婆伽瓦坦。歪昆塔基因服务源于聆听，今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna, 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。